This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a resolution that will authorize lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas. House Democrats say the subpoenas are meant to aid the congressional investigation of Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. House Republicans say the investigation is meant to distract from issues such as the immigration crisis at the United States' southern border. Talk show host Jon Stewart appeared in Congress Tuesday with first responders from the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center to tell lawmakers why they need to reauthorize the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, which is facing depletion after less than two decades. When only five members of Congress attended the hearing, Stewart unleashed some emotional and blistering remarks.
And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one.
Stewart said the poorly attended session was symbolic of how hard it is to get health care and benefits for 9/11 responders.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Several of the absent members said they were monitoring the hearing while attending to other business. Authorities in Mali are urging rival ethnic groups to show restraint after at least 95 people were killed when armed men attacked a village in central Mali overnight on Monday. A government spokesman said at least 19 other people are missing. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has put on hold his plan to begin imposing tariffs.